Okay, good morning, everybody. A good chaydesh and freilich and Chanukah. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Samach Aleph. We left off on daf Samach Amid Beis and Amar Rav Ashi. Three lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Goldaba Simcha Shalom, by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, in appreciation of their children's Rebbeim and Marot, by Avi and Esti Goldstein and family, Lizecha Nishmas, their beloved son, Zachary Goldstein, my dear Talmud, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram, upon his fourth yard site, which is Wednesday, is in Shem Shav and Aliyah. Also by the Gross family, Lizecha Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, and also by Gordon Weingarten, Lizecha Nishmas' mother, Basya Bas Michael, whose yard site is today. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again, as I said, at Amar Vashi. We're right in the middle of a conversation about when does the neder end if you say the word Yom. We know what happens when you say Hayom, when you say Yom Echad, but what if you just say Yom? So does that mean a full 24-hour day, Meis Leis, or does that just mean the rest of this day? So yesterday we quoted one Raya to try to answer that question. Today we're going to try a second Raya. And then the Gemara is going to talk about, you know, we spoke in the Mishnah about what happens if you say you're taking a neder for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year, for a Shemitah cycle. We never discussed what about for a Yovel cycle. So if you say Yovel Zed, does that include the Yovel year, or does not include the Yovel year itself? Then the Gemara is going to raise a stira between the different opinions in Tanaim, whether a person is machnis himself into a suffix when he uses a lashon that could mean, you know, an extended period of time, but for sure means at least a limited period of time. So does that include the extended period of time as well? So we're going to have a stira in the context of the phrase of ad lifnei ha-Pesach, where it definitely means at least until Pesach. Question is, does it mean through Pesach? And we're going to ask a stira between that and a halacha when a guy marries off bito ha-Gedola, and it's not so clear which one bito ha-Gedola is. Do we say it must only mean the Gedola Shab Gedolos, the one that can't be described as anything but Gedola? Or is he machnas himself into a suffix where it might mean one of the other eligible daughters as well? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about cases where even when you say the words ad sheyehei, it means until it begins and not until it ends. So let's begin again with three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we're trying to figure out if a person says Yom, he doesn't say Hayom, he doesn't say Yom Echad, he says Yom. So what does that mean? Does that mean 24 hours, or does it mean until the end of the day? Amar Rav Ashi Toshima. We'll bring a raya from a Mishnah later on in this parak. A person is speaking at the beginning of a year, and he says Konim Yayin Shani Toim Hashana, that I'm taking a neder on tasting any wine Hashana. So Nisabra Hashana, that year ends up becoming a leap year, so asurba ubi ibura, then the nether is includes the second Adar as well, meaning it's a 13-month nether. Say chidami, what exactly was the nusach of this person's nether? If it's actually like we just read it, that he said konim yayin shani toim hashana lamali lememra, what's the chiddush? Of course that includes the whole year. That year happens to be a leap year, so hashana means this year, so this year, however long this year is. So there would be no chiddush if that's what the guy actually said. Elolav da amar shana. It must be that it's talking about a case where the guy didn't say hashana. The guy said shana, and that's the chiddush. That even though he said shana, and one could interpret that shana just means 12 months from now, that it included the entire year, including the leap year, that we view the word shana the same as Hashana, and not the same as Shana Echad. So Alma Shana ke Hashana dami. You see that the word Shana is treated the same as if you said Hashana, and therefore it would include 13 months. As opposed to if you said Shana Achas, it would only include 12 months. If you said Shana Achas, so you see from here V'yom Nami Kahayom Dinei. Therefore, if Shana is the same as Hashana, Yom must be the same as Hayom, and therefore it includes the whole rest of the day, but does not include a full 24-hour period. So that's Araya, that Yom is the same as Hayom, and not the same as Yom Echad. So says Gemara, lo, that is not a good Raya, because you cannot prove from that Mishnah that Shana means the same as Hashana, and that Yom means the same as Hayom, because we changed a word in that Mishnah to make it make sense. I mean, the Mishnah actually said, according to Yashin Yitoim, Hashana, and we said, oh, that can't be that, because that's obvious, so it must be that it's Shana. But maybe Liolam to Amar Hashana. Maybe you should just take the Mishnah at its word, and when it says Hashana, it actually means Hashana. Aye, what's the Chiddush? If it's Hashana, then of course it includes the 13th month. One might have thought that even when a guy says Hashana, he means the way most years go. Velois bu'ibur, most years don't have a 13th month. So it would only be Asr until the end of Chodesh Av. So Kamash Malan. So that's why he comes to tell me that the entire year is included in the phrase Hashana, even the Ibur of the Shana. The Ran writes that since the Suffolk in the Gemara is never Nifshat, meaning that's it, that's the end of the conversation, of what Yom means. We don't know. We know what Hayom means. We know what Yom Echad means. We don't know what Yom means. And we tried two Rayas and both of them failed. So the Ran writes, so now what do we do? So he says, so we go L'chumra. Someone says Yom, it's Dino Ka'omer Yom Echad. We treat it like he said Yom Echad, because that is L'chumra. If he were to say, if it were to mean Hayom, we would mean just till the end of the day. Yom Echad would mean a full 24 hours till this time tomorrow. So that would be L'chumra. It would have to go Me'es Le'es. Shidun Gvetz's quotes from a writ that nevertheless, if a person violates the neder after that day ends, but before the 24 hours are up, he's which is only Asr Machma Safek, he's not going to get Malkus. So you're in this funny territory that since we're not really sure what the answer is, we're not really sure if the neder continues after nightfall. So after nightfall, you're not allowed to violate the neder, but if you do, you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus for violating the neder. Okay, so that's as far as that conversation. Now the Gemara is going to move on to discuss the din of Yovel. As we know, that after seven Shemitah cycles, the Torah tells us, V'kidashim l'shnas ha-chamishim shana, that we're mekadish the 50th year, it's Yovel l'shnas ha-chamishim shana, t'yeh lechem, lo sizrov, lo sitzurus, v'chav, lo sitzurus in Israel. You have all the same restrictions, that you're not allowed to work the fields during Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the fields during Yovel either, but then there are a whole bunch of other halachos that relate to Yovel. It would be tokeh b'shofar, right, v'avarta shofar chua, b'chodesh shvi, v'asol l'chodesh b'yom ha-kipurim, t'aviru shofar b'chol ha-arts across from Troba Aretz, the puzzle gets on the Liberty Bell, right? They would slaves would go free, and everything, all the lands would go back to their ancestral owners, and all of those things. So the question is, how do we view a person who takes a neder about Yovel, meaning about this Yovel cycle? So does that include the Yovel year itself, or does it not include the Yovel year itself? So Yibayiluhu, if a person is, let's say, in the 20th year of the Yovel cycle, and he says, Omar, Yain Shani, presumably Konam, Yain Shani Toim Yovel, and the Rishonim point out you have to say, he says Yovel Zeh, that it's that the Ran points out, because he can't say that he just says the word Yovel, because the Gemara just wasn't sure what Yom meant, we weren't sure what Shana meant, so it can't be that he just says Yovel, it must be Yovel Zeh, that a person says Yovel Zeh, that a person says Konam Yain Shani Toim for this Yovel. So my, what do we do with the 50th year? Shnas Chamishim Kilifnei Chamishim, is the 50th year still considered part of this Yovel cycle? O Kalachar Chamishim, or do we treat the 50th year like the following Yovel cycle, like the beginning of the next Yovel cycle? So says the Gemara, this really depends on how you actually calculate the 50 years. Meaning, do we have a 50-year cycle? Do we have a 49-year cycle? Meaning, what happens? That 50th year, is that year one of the next Shemitah cycle? Or is it a standalone year that's independent of all of the Shemitah cycles? So if it's a standalone year that's independent of all the Shemitah cycles, and the year 51 is actually the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, then it makes sense that Yovel belongs to the preceding time period. But if you say that the 50th year actually counts as year one of the next Shemitah cycle, and then you have five more years before the next Shemitah, well then Yovel certainly would belong to the next Shemitah cycle. So says Gemara, oh, that's a machlokas tanaim. Tashema, ditanya, plukta, drabiud of Rabbanan. We have a machlokas, Rabbi Dan Rabbanan, when it comes to Yovel. Vikidashim et shnas hachamishim shana. So it says you should be mekadish the 50th year. Shnas hachamishim atamona. That the count the 50th year as Yovel, the Yatamonah Shnas Chamishim ve'achas. You don't count it to be the 50th year, and then achas, in addition to being the 50th year, that it should also be achas, that it should also be the first year of the coming Yovel. That might be the way to read that line of Gemara. I mean, it's a little bit of a tricky line to read, but we're assuming that Mikan Amru Yovel Eino Olah LeMinyan Shavua, that the Yovel does not count to the coming Shemitah cycle. The Yovel is independent of the coming Shemitah cycle. So that's how the Ran reads that line, is that you count it as Shnas Chamishim, but you don't count it as Shnas Chamishim and also Achas, and also part of the next Shemitah cycle. That's how the Ran reads it. The Shidduch Mubetzes quotes a different explanation, that we're not Mitzarif Shnas Chamishim to the Klal of Chamishim Achas, meaning to the years after the Shnas Chamishim, that it's a more direct statement, that the 50th year is not part of the same cycle that Chamishim Achas is part of, that the 51st year. So it's not that you read it V'yatamon Shnas Chamishim, comma, V'achas, and also Achas. It's V'yatamon Shnas Chamishim V'achas. You don't count the oval together with year 51. It means the same thing. Meaning the point is that according to that shita, the oval is part of the previous cycle. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yovel Ola L'minyan Shavua, that the oval year counts as the first year of the following Shemitah cycle. And therefore, after the oval year, five more years of work on the land, and then the year after that is a Shemitah again. So the suffix is Talui in this Machlokas, according to the Chachamim, that the Shnas HaYovel counts with the previous years, so it's also B'Shnas HaYovel. When a person is standing on the 15th year of a Yovel cycle, and he says, Yovel Zeh, that this Yovel is going to be Aser, that includes year 50. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it counts to, that the Yovel year counts to the following Shemitah cycle, so then he certainly does not intend to include the Yovel year. The Acharon raised the question that Lechora, within Rabbi Yehuda, there's still Makom for Suffolk. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yovel counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, but maybe it has a dual function. It counts as the Yovel year of this Shemitah cycle and the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So in Achinami, according to the Rabbanan, that it definitely doesn't count toward the next Shemitah cycle. So then game over. We understand very clearly that according to the Chachamim, according to the Rabbanan, that it's going to be included in the Neder because it is included in this Shemitah cycle. But the Acharon point out, Luchara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh L'Estapik, you know, you could still argue it both ways. So the Karanot writes, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Shnas HaChamishim is a Yovel for the preceding 49 years, but the Iker Minyana is La'achareha, that if you're going to say that it counts as the first year of the following Shemitah cycle, you have to say that that is its primary, that's its primary function, that's its primary purpose. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no, but that's Achronim work on that issue. Why the Gemara takes it for granted that it's completely dependent on this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Brisa discusses, Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, how can you say that the Yovel year counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? Hareyu Omer, the Torah says explicitly, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, that the way every Shemitah cycle works is that there are 6 years of work followed by a year of no work. According to you, though, there is one Shemitah cycle where there are only 5 years of work, because Yovel, you're not allowed to work the land, and Yovel counts as year one, so then you only have years 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 to work the land. That's only 5 years of work. So, Ein Kan El Chamesh, and over here, you only have five. Sam Lehem, so Rabbi Yehuda said back, Lid Devrechem, according to you, the Rabbanan, who hold that the Yovel is a standalone year, is an independent year, so you're still going to have a problem, meaning we're both going to have a problem with the following. Hareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Va'asas esatvua l'shalosh hashanim, when the Pasuk tells us that don't lose bitachon, don't think that all is going to be lost, and you're not going to be able to survive, and it's going to be such lean times if you're not working the field, right? The Pasuk says, V'chisomru manochal l'shana shviyas, what am I going to eat during the seventh year if I'm not working the field? Hein lo mizrav l'nesof s'vaseinu, I'm not planting, I'm not harvesting, I'm not gathering. V'tzivisiyas birchasi l'chem bashana shishas, Hashem says, don't worry, I'm going to give the sixth year produce such bracha that va'asas esatvul the shalosh hashanim, that it's going to produce enough for the sixth year, which it ought to. It's going to produce enough for the seventh year when you're not working, and up until the time of harvest in the eighth year as well, because the eighth year you are allowed to work, but then you're going to need to, it takes time till it grows in your harvest. So up until the time of harvest in the eighth year as well. So it's going to cover you for 3 years. But harekan arba. But when it gets to the Yovel year, you have 2 years in a row of no working. So you're going going to need year 49 to cover year 40. You're going to need year 48, rather, to cover year 48 itself, to cover year 49, which is a Shemitah year, to cover year 50, which is a Yovel year, and then to cover the following year up until the time of harvest. It should be four. Obviously, when the bracha says it's going to, when Hashem says the bracha is going to last for 3 years, it means when it's not a Yovel year. So it means all the other Shemitah cycles of the Yovel, but not the Yovel year of the, you know, not the last Shemitah cycle of the Yovel. So Dilinami. So also when it comes to the pasuk of Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, that you're going to plant your field for six years. Ikaluk b'Bishar Shnei Shavua. That's talking about Bishar Shnei Shavua. That's talking about all the rest of the years. So that's the discussion about Yovel, where the Gemara says it's completely dependent on how we paskin in that machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Okay, so how taka do we paskin in that machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, Shnas Yovel Eina Ola Miminyan Shnei Shavua El Shnas Teshav Arbaim Shemitah Ushnas Chamishim Yovel Ushnas Chamishim Yachas Tchilas Sheish Shonim Shal Shavua V'chein B'chol Yovel V'Yovel. He paskins very clearly like the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the 50th year is an independent year, and then the following year, year 51, is going to be the first of the coming cycle. Tosos paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yovel Tosos Maseches Rosh Hashanah paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Ola Lukano Lukan. So that's how Tosos understands. Now even the Rambam is talking only Bizman that they were Noe Yovel Bizman Sharov Yoshvei Aleha, when most Jews inhabited Eretz Yisrael and there were Noe Yovel. But Bizman Azeh, where no Yovel is not Noeg, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shemitah Perek Yud Halacha Ches that we count that we count 7 year cycles and we don't count Yovel separately. And the basis of the Rambam Shita is the Gaonim, that Bizmana Churban, they didn't count Yovlos, and he explains that even according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, that Yovel doesn't count toward the Shemitah cycles. It's an independent year, but when there is no Yovel, that's Noeg, so we don't account for that year. Meaning we account for Yovel as a separate year when we're actually keeping Yovel, but when we're not keeping Yovel, so we don't account for the Yovel year. We just go in a cycle of Shemitah cycles, just Shemitah cycle after Shemitah cycle. That's how the Rambam understands based on the Shita Sagaonim, where the Rambam himself says, I wouldn't have said this, but the Gaonim say it, and they know what they're talking about, so we have to pass like the Gaonim. And then the Ravid on the spot says, what are you talking about? You were right! You shouldn't pass like the Gaonim! It's really correct that you should always count that the Yovel year is an independent year, even when the Yovel is not Noheg. But that's really it's beside the point in terms of our discussion. Because our discussion is when Yovel is Noheg. When there is Yovel, even then, how do you account for Yovel? That's the Machlokas Tanaim. So the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, and the Balei Tosos paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Achronim raised the question that the Rambam himself paskins that like Rabbi Shmuel, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka, that Rosh Hashanah begins the Kedushas Yovel. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could he paskin like both the Rabbanan over here, like the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda? But that gets into a much more complicated sugya in the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, so we're not going to touch that right now. Okay, so that's as far as the Yovel is concerned. Now, Ada Pesach Asr, so we had then said in the Mishnah that if a person says, I'm taking a neder ad HaPesach, it means up until right before Pesach. But Rameir says, that if you say ad lefnei HaPesach, then we had a machlokas, right? If you say ad lefnei HaPesach, which we pointed out yesterday, right, just the way we speak, we would have thought ad lefnei HaPesach means sometime even earlier, but that's not what it means. There's no such possible shita. Ad lefnei HaPesach either means up until Pesach begins, or up until Pesach ends. Those are the two possibilities. So Rameir says it's ad sheyagia, and Rabbi Yossi says it's ad sheyetze, it's up until Pesach ends. So says the Gemara, they're arguing apparently not just about nuances of language, they're arguing about a mentality that if the phrase ad lefnei definitely at least means until Pesach starts, And it's not so clear whether it also means on Pesach itself. So it's a question of a mentality. Would a person be machnis himself into a suffix? Would he intend his neder to cover the time period that's really besuffic based on his language? So the Meimer de Rameir Savar lo ma'ayil inish nafshei l'sveika. Rameir says a person's not machnis himself to a suffix, and therefore if he says ad lefnei Pesach, it's only asur until Pesach begins, because that's when it's a vaday. But Pesach itself is a suffix, whether he meant that or not, and the person wouldn't bring himself into a suffix. So we must assume that he did not intend to include Pesach in the suffix. Rabbi Yossi Savar Mayil in the Neder. Rabbi Yossi Savar Mayil in Ishnaf Shel Sveika. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, a person will include the period of suffix in his Neder, and therefore he's Asur even on Pesach. So ask the Gemara Urim Minhi, but I'll ask you a Stira, because there is a Machlokas Maseches Kiddushin where it turns out that these Shitos are reversed. If a person has two sets of daughters from two different wives, now Rashi writes in Kiddushin Daf Samach Dalid, not that he married two wives at the same time, that he married one wife, had two daughters, they either got divorced or she died, and then he married another wife and they had two daughters. So clearly the two daughters from the first wife are both older than the two daughters from the second wife, right? That's why Rashi says that, just to set it up in as clear a way as possible, that there's no overlap over here. The two daughters from the first wife are both older than the two daughters from the second wife. Va'amer, and the guy says, Kidashti as Biti HaGadola, that I was Mekadesh, I gave over for Kiddushin, Biti HaGadola. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Vehem Birushuso. And we're talking about a case where he's allowed to, where that he's authorized to do that. Beis Yosef explains in Eben Ezer Siman Lamed Zayin that means that all four girls are either Naros or Katanos, where the Kiddushin is up to the father. Or they could all be Bogros, but the daughters gave Rishus to the father to be Makabel Kiddushin for them. But it has to be that it's Birushuso to do this. So he says, Kidashti as Biti HaGedola, and the Machlokes Rishonim over here, exactly what he means by that. Does he mean, and at the time of the Kiddushin, I was very explicit which daughter it was, but now I don't remember which daughter it was? Or is it that even at the time of the Kiddushin, that's all I said, is Biti HaGedola, and there was no clear explanation? So the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Aleph Beis understands that he explained at the Shas Kiddushin exactly which daughter it was. The Gemara in Kiddushin has Machlokes Abaye and Rav about this. That Rava holds that he must have said at the Shas Kiddushin exactly which daughter it was, because this is part of a much larger sugya. There's a sugya in Masechet Kiddushin, is Kiddushin Shlo Nimsru Labia considered a Kiddushin? So if you never identified which daughter it was, then it's Lo Nimsru Labia. The guy's not allowed to be with any of them, because it might be Achos Ishto. So therefore it would be an invalid Kiddushin. So Rava says you have to say that the case is that at the time of the Kiddushin he identified exactly who it was, and therefore it was a valid Kiddushin, because a Kiddushin on Nimsru Labia. And whereas Abaye says, nah, it doesn't need to be a Kiddushin that's Nimsa Labia, and therefore it could be even at the time of the Kiddushin you didn't know which one it was. Now the Rush explains our sugya with like Shitas Abaye, that the Ve'ini Yodea means Lo Birarti Kavanasi, that I never even said, even at the time of Kiddushin I never said which daughter it was. But if we're going to pass on like Rava, which we do, so we're going to have to say as Biti HaGadola means that I say now, I know that I said Biti HaGadola, and I also know that at the time of the Kiddushin I said which one it was, but right now Ve'ini Yodea, I don't know what I meant in Gedolos or Gedolos. I don't know if I meant the older of the older set of daughters in Gedolos or Ketanos, or maybe I meant the older of the younger set of daughters in Ketanos or Gedolos, or the younger of the older set of daughters Shei Gedolim in Gedolos or Ketanos, who is at least older than both of the younger set of daughters. So, and that would only work if both of the first set are older than both of the second set. That's why Rashi set it up that way. So, Kulan Asuros Divra Meir. So, all three of those women are Asuros. They're going to require a get. They can't get married to anybody else until they get a get. That's Rameir Shita. That all three have to be assumed to potentially be the lucky woman who was given over for Kiddushin. It's only the younger of the youngest... The younger of the younger set that we know for sure he didn't mean, because he never would have called that daughter a gedola. Chutz min haketanos sheb'ketanos, except for the ketanos sheb'ketanos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says,
kulan mutaros chutz min hagadol shab gadolos. No, we assume that he clearly meant the gadol shab gadolos, because a person is not machnas himself into a suffix. So if at the time of the kedushin he said biti hagadola, he certainly explained that that means gadol shab gadolos, because if he meant the katana shab gadolos or the gadol shab gadolos, he never would have just called her a gadola, because he might forget which one he meant, and then it's going to be nichnas into a suffix. So it turns out from the Mishnah that Rav Meir holds that a person is machnas himself into a suffix, and Rav Yossi holds a person is not, which is the exact opposite of what we learned over here. So you're right, the Mishnah Kiddushin is correct. According to Rav Meir, a person is machnas himself into a suffix. According to Rav Yossi, he's not. And over here in Nedarim, the Tana mixed up the Shitos, and really Rav Meir holds that Ad Lefnei HaPesach is Asur Ad She Yetze, because a person is machnas himself into a suffix, so it includes all of Pesach as well. And Rabbi Yossi says that it's only Aser up until Pesach, because a person is not machnas himself into a suffix. That's the answer our Gemara gives, and the Gemara says, and they even have a brisa to prove it. Vatanya, a brisa says, Zaklal, Kol Shazmanu Kavua. Anytime you have something that's Zman Kavua, like Pesach, where we know exactly how long Pesach lasts for, it's 7 days. Va'amar Ad Lufnei, and he says Ad Lufnei, Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sheyetze. Rabbi Meir is the one that says that it includes Pesach itself, because a person is machnas himself into a suffix. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Sheyagia. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's only until Pesach starts, it's only Ad Sheyagia. So there you have it explicitly in the Braisa that we had mixed up the Shitos of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Now it's interesting, in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Samachay, the Gemara asks the same question, and Rava says that it's a machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in our sugya about what the words Ad Lefnei HaPesach mean. The Rav Meir says it means Ad Kodem, Rav Yossi says it means until it's over, and the Rishonim explain then you don't need to be machlok the Shita. They're just arguing about the word Ad. It's not about a mentality. Is a person machlos himself into a suffix, not machlos himself? They're arguing about what the phrase Ad Lefnei means. So it's a very local machlokas, and it has nothing to do with being mekadesh the daughters, and that's the Gemara's approach in Maseches Kiddushin. So you would not say mechlef sashita, you would not have to flip around the shitos based on the way the Gemara in Kiddushin deals with it. And that's really important, because we do have a klal. The Gemara Maseches Erevin tells us that we have a klal, Rameir Rav Yossi, Halacha Krav Yossi. So if I want to know, when the guy says Ad Lefnei HaPesach, how do we paskin? Does it mean up until Pesach starts, or up until Pesach ends? Well, I need to know which one is shitos Rav Yossi. So according to our Gemara, Rabbi Yossi holds a person is not machnas himself into a suffix, and therefore would only be Ad Sheyagia. Whereas according to the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, no, Rabbi Yossi says Ad Sheyetze. So how do you paskin? So this is a major machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam paskins Ad Pnei Pesach is Ad Sheyagia, like Rabbi Yossi, based on our Gemara. And he says very simply, if we have a machlokes about an inyan relating to Nedarim, the most reliable place to find how to understand that machlokas is Maseches Nedarim. You wouldn't look at Maseches Kiddushin. That's off topic. So when it's just being brought tangentially, that's not the Ikar Sugya. Plus, our Gemara has a Braisa that says it. A Braisa backs up the answer of our Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin doesn't have a Braisa. The Ramban, however, says, no, we pass like the Gemara in Kiddushin, that you don't have to switch around the Shitos, because you never want to have to switch around Shitos. You never want to have to play around and say, oh, the Braisa got it backwards. That's only when you have no other option. But we have another option, because the Gemara has a better answer, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Okay, so now the next Mishnah discusses some cases where we know for sure that even when you say Ad Sheyehei, it only means until it begins. So Ad HaKatzir, a person says until the harvesting of the wheat, or he says Ad HaBatzir, the harvesting of the grapes, or Ad HaMasik, the harvesting of the olives. Einu Aser Ela Ad Sheyagia. It only, the neder only includes up until the beginning of the harvest season. And Zaklal, and the reason is as follows: Kol Shazmanu Kavua. Whenever you know how long something is going to last, Ma'amar Ad Sheyagia, and you say up until this time arrives, like you say Ad HaPesach, because you know Pesach is 7 days. Aser Ad Sheyagia. Then it's going to be Aser until the beginning of Pesach. Amar ad sheyehei, but in such a case, when you know how long it's going to last, and you say ad sheyehei, then it's asar ad sheyetze. Then it's going to include the full time period as well. It's going to be until Pesach is over. But for kol she'in zmano kavua, but if you don't know how long it's going to last, like the katzir, the batzir, the masik, where sometimes it lasts a long time, the harvesting season, sometimes it lasts a very short time, so you have no idea how long it's going to last. So then, bein amar ad sheyehei, bein amar ad sheyagia, enu asar al ad sheyagia. Then even if you say ad sheyehei, it's only ad sheyagia. It's only up until the beginning of the season, because we don't know when it's going to end. So clearly, a guy does not want to leave an open-ended neder that I'm going to take a neder until the harvesting season. And when does that end? I don't know. I'll just keep with the neder for however long. No way a person would agree to that. Adakai, it's if a person says until the time of the picking of the te'enim, which is not a very long time, ad sheyehei akayitz, or he says like ad sheyehei akayitz, so then it's like any other thing that's ein zman kavua, where it's only asr ad sheyagia, ad sheyaschilu am lahachnis bekalkalos, and therefore it's when the people begin to start gathering figs in their baskets, because that's considered the beginning of the zman akayitz, and that's when his neder is over. Ad sheyavar akayitz, but if he says explicitly that he wants the neder to extend until Yavor HaKayitz, till after it's over, well then it goes till after it's over, even though you cannot predict in advance when that's going to be. So when is that? Ad sheyakpilu hamiktuos, until they fold up the into their bags their knives that they use to cut the te'enim when they make igulei te'enim, and they put them away for the following year. That's when we know nigmar akayitz, and the zman of the neder is over. So the Gemara is going to tell us that they actually picked te'enim by hand, but they had knives for when they made fig cakes. So tana kalkalusha amru kalkalusha te'enim lo kalkalusha. When the Mishnah says adakayitz, it's adshayakayitz, it's usher until they are machlus bekalkalos, it means the baskets of te'enim, not the baskets of grapes. Tanya, no, the peros akayitz ain't usher al b'te'enim. Person takes a ned from peros akayitz is only usher b'te'enim. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, another b'chal te'enim, it includes grapes as well. My time at Tanakama, why does Tanakama think it's only te'enim? Because some are te'enim mitzan biyada, because te'enim are cut by hand. Another lo mitzan biyada, but another are not cut by hand. So therefore, they wouldn't be included in kayitz, which implies cut by hand, harvested by hand. When they dry up, when the stalks dry, it's easy to pick them by hand. So when we said that means until they fold up the knives, it means the majority of them. That's when the end of the season is. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up Samach Beis Amud Aleph at the top. I got the chayyim, the chayyim, everybody.